I'd like you to turn with me to the 61st Psalm, 61, Psalm 61. The first four verses we're going to read by way of invitation this evening. The sentiment expressed in the image of the shepherd in Psalm 23 is one, perhaps using different imagery or perhaps more straightforward language, is found in many of the Psalms. God's protection afforded to us as His children. This is one example of that in verses 1 through 4 of Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You have been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. His imagery, and perhaps you're familiar with this 61st Psalm, is imagery that we have heard on many, many occasions. We're very familiar with it. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that foundation, that protection that is afforded us through Jesus Christ is certainly an applicable or appropriate application to make from that verse. And then I will trust in the shelter of your wings. Likewise, very familiar sentiment that we see many times in Scripture. So the idea of protection and the idea of something that is above us, that leads us to that protection and that help, is something that we again note both in poetry and in the more prosaic language that we find in the New Testament time and again. I think the Apostle Paul in Romans 8, we alluded to that text of Scripture in our Bible class, though it's prose, it reaches the height of poetry when we are told, if God is for us, who can be against us? And that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. With God's protection, with Jesus Christ as being our intercessor and mediator, we do not have to concern ourselves with whether or not we will be victorious. But simply by applying ourselves to Him and being reconciled and righteous before Him, we can ensure for ourselves victory in Jesus. We offer the invitation at this time as we acknowledge that in the hope that some who may be here, who either are faltering in their faith, who have in some way sinned in need of repentance, or perhaps have not yet named the name of Christ, will have an opportunity to do so before it's everlastingly too late. We don't know your heart. If there is anything that is amiss or any encouragement that we can help you with, our invitation is extended to you. So we offer it at this time. We ask if there is anyone here who needs to respond that you come now while together we stand and while we sing.